This is Racing HQ. Great to be back with you again at 16 after 9 and joining us on the program. Well, he's back. He's holidaying after a successful season in Hong Kong, our very own Nash Rawilla. Morning to you, Nash.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. My first day back from a break, and you've probably had a couple of weeks since the Hong Kong season finished.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, very happy to be home and catching up with family and friends, and I've actually been booked on the weekend for a few rides for Chris Wallace, so it's a short-lasting sort of holiday, but looking forward to get back in the saddle on the weekend.
Well, I was going to ask you if we were going to see you again, but we're going to see you on Saturday.
Yeah, so looking forward to sort of coming back home and getting back in the saddle with the boys that I haven't sort of had much of an opportunity to ride with in the last 12 months.
Well, of course, you've teamed up with Chris Waller. You came back, I think it was the Australian Guineas, wasn't it? Did you come back and ride Kermadec in that race?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we're, tragedy beaten on the day, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Look, Chris has been a tremendous supporter of mine over many years now, and it's always, good to sort of get an opportunity to come back and ride for him when possible.
Yeah, for sure. And this would have been the first time since you've been back since that race?
That's correct, Andrew. Yeah.
Okay. So we're looking forward to it. Now, I asked you in a text this morning, you've had one full season in Hong Kong. Did you do half a season prior to that?
No, basically, I left just at the end of June last year. I think at the time I was sort of 4 or 5 wins in front in the premiership in Sydney, and I took up a stint in Japan, which lasted 6 weeks, and that was a wonderful opportunity. I really enjoyed it. I think I had 5 winners, including a Group 3 win in Japan, and it's something I always wanted to do, and I wouldn't say it was the most successful trip I've ever had, but it was great education and just very satisfying to sort of go over there and tick off one of my goals. And from there, we went straight to Hong Kong, and I accepted a contract there for sort of 3, maybe 4 months at the time. And unfortunately, in that first 4 months, I missed out on 2 months through suspension. Mm-hmm. And so it was a bit of a topsy-turvy start to my stint in Hong Kong, but I was able to sort of get going towards the end, and elected to try my best to try and get a contract till the end of the year, which I did, and we've just got home, and I was sort of very happy with the way we finished the season off, riding a Group 3 winner, the last Group 3 win of the year, and in Hong Kong, and I think 28 wins altogether, and it was gives me a bit of a grounding now to sort of go back and hopefully improve on that.
Well, 28 wins, I think it was around 60-odd seconds and thirds, and you finished 9th in the Premiership in a very competitive marketplace. So I think that, stay out of that famous room that you spoke about there, and you're obviously building partnerships with all sorts of owners and trainers there.
Yeah, look, I've had trainers there give me tremendous support, John Moore and John Size, and towards the end of the season, Tony Millard, and sort of younger trainers like Chris So, give me good support throughout the season. And, and just a small base of owners that I've sort of been able to make a bit of a connection with that I have to build on next season.
And as you say, you get your first full season and the opportunity of building on this partnership. We hear it regularly, Nash, when our jockeys go there, that it is so different, that you have to, chase your rides and become friends with owners that you probably don't normally do. How hard did you find that in this first period of Hong Kong?
I think it was quite a difficult transition, I think. I was very fortunate here. I've had great managers throughout my career. They've always sort of, been able to sort of take care of that side of things. And for me to go there and start managing myself again, it was a bit of a learning phase. But, I think I've sort of adapted quite well, and, I really enjoy it. It's a massive challenge. I've probably more than I could have imagined. But I think, you know, at this stage of my career and where I'm at, I needed that challenge. And, you know, I hope to sort of one day come back better again from it, you know. So
we're talking, we're talking with Nashville Willer. He's back in Sydney. He'll be riding on Saturday at Canterbury, a rare Saturday at Canterbury, so you'll be back there for our listeners to watch out for. The season starts again in September. Given, you know, the 28 wins and the success you mentioned, the Group 3, when do you go back, Nash? When do you start building on the relationships for the new season?
Well, with the club expect me back there by the 23rd of August, and I haven't really set myself a date. I tend to sort of think I'll probably head back just prior to the 20th of August, you know. Yeah. Give myself a few days leeway, and I've won a Group 1 race in Macau, which yep. I sort of forgot about that, but so you know, all in all,
it's been good.
You know, I was very happy with it. It's as I say, it's give myself a bit of a grounding to sort of go back and improve on, and hopefully next season we can sort of be a little bit more competitive again.
Yeah, for sure. No, well, did the family go? Did Sarah and the family, the kids go, or have they stayed at home, Nash?
No, look,
you know, because it must be bloody hard if they're not there.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it without them, and they've been over there the whole time, and they've settled in well to their schools, the kids, and Sarah's been a great supporter, she always is, and we're sort of, you know, going back there for the next 12 months, and really towards the end of that season, we can sort of, you know, obviously I'll be working to try and stay there, and if not, we'll be making a decision towards the end of the season from there.
Well, mate, you've as you say, 28 wins, Group 1, Group 3. You've had ninth in the Premiership overall there in a very competitive marketplace. It's good to have you back home, and a surprise to us, but a great surprise that we'll see you there on Saturday at Canterbury. We thank you for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Nash. Nash Rawilla back in town, and we'll see you Saturday riding a few there for Chris Waller. Let's talk to another jockey, Mitchell Bell, the rider of Art Lee, who won the country championship final. Mitch, good morning to you.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I know you're out at the trials. We've got you between them.
Yes, definitely.
No, good stuff. Mate, you suffered a hand injury. Remind us about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was actually while Art Lee was going for a start up at Scone there, and unfortunately my first ride of the day suffered a broken leg, and I come off, and to my surprise I'd broken a bone in my hand. So I've been out for just under 3 months now, but looking forward to the return.
Okay, and that's going to be on Saturday. You've got a clearance, I think, yesterday?
Yeah, I got the clearance for yesterday, and I'll head back to straight back into it. Weight's pretty good, so I'll get straight back into it ride Saturday at Newcastle, and hopefully get the ball rolling again and ride some winners.
Mate, has the weight been okay?
Yeah, it has. Generally speaking, I usually get up to that 57, 58 mark anyway with a couple of days off, and that's all I got up to whilst having 2 months off. So you look at it that way, it's actually pretty good. So I'm happy with it. I feel fit. I'm looking forward to getting back.
I know you rode a couple in slow work yesterday and you're out at the trials. How's the body? Have you felt it that you haven't been on a horse for 3 months?
It doesn't feel like that, actually. It feels like I've only been, like, you lose condition pretty quick in this game, and it feels like I've only had a couple of weeks off. I am a little bit tight, but nice massage and a hot bath, I'm sure I'll smooth out those sore muscles, and I'll be right for Saturday.
One of the last times I saw you on Twitter was a photo with Art Lee. You went out there a few weeks ago to see the horse that won the country championship final. I tried to get on to Todd Willen this morning without any luck. What have you heard about Art Lee?
Look, I've spoken to Todd on and off over the last couple of months. He did let me know yesterday that the horse was back in work as of last week. And he's happy with him. He said he's nice and flighty, so he's feeling good. But I think he might go to Melbourne for the spring. I'm not too sure what races they've got picked out as of yet, but that's the goal anyway. So All going well. I'm pretty sure Todd and the owners will be happy to send him down there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, all right, we watch out for you, mate. Newcastle on Saturday, starting off with two or three, just as a bit of a pipe opener.
Yeah, definitely. That's all I'll need for this Saturday, and then progress from there.
Good luck to you, Mitch. Good to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank
Mitch
you.
Bell. So Mitch is back at Newcastle on Saturday. And another jockey that's out at the trials is Jim Pumper Cassidy. Morning to you, Pump.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well. My first day back, I've got to ask the question, when's yours going to be?
Probably hopefully the first week in August or the 1st of August, Saturday fortnight. So I'll just wait and see how I pull up after today and assess things tomorrow. I'll talk to Liam from Chris's, and they've offered me one or two for that fortnight back, so I'll just see how I pull up after today.
Now, you know, the reason why I contacted you this morning was I saw your name there yesterday in the trials, and you're out there again this morning, so the recovery's been good.
Yeah, it has been, Andrew. I've done a fair bit of work, fitness work, the last sort of 10, 12 days, and I was in riding a bit of work for Gay last week, and it rode a couple for Snowden at the trials at Randwick yesterday, and couple for Chris this morning, so things are ticking along nicely and starting to pull up pretty good, to be honest.
Now, remind us of the injury that you suffered, Jim.
I tore a cartilage. I've done it a couple of times on that side, and where I've got a bit of a weakness there, but look, I've pulled up good. The first couple of weeks was obviously pretty painful and wasn't able to do much, but we did get away sort of later towards the end of the break and spent a week or two in New Zealand with Rodgy and enjoyed it, and was time to get back and get back a bit earlier this time because I've been off early and just really keen to get back and get going again.
And the trials, you rode a couple there I mentioned yesterday, and I think you went out, you've already ridden one or two this morning. How is the body?
Yeah, really good. Obviously, the weight's a little bit tough at the moment. The cold weather trying to get it off, but I'm sure I'll handle that pretty well as I normally do. But trial Grand Marshal this morning, the Sydney Cup winner, he's come back. He looks tremendous and felt very, very good in the trial this morning, obviously heading towards Melbourne in the spring.
Gee, that was a strong trial, that one, wasn't it? I mentioned it at the start. Himalaya Dream won it, but Temple of Boom, Messine, and then a number of these sort of stayers for Chris Waller coming back, like Grand Marshal and Beaten Up.
Yeah, look, there was some quality there, and I must say most of them stayers look good. They obviously seem to have done well since they're out and come back nice. So I was very happy the way Grand Marshal certainly feel, and he looks tremendous, put on a lot of weight, and really looking forward to association with him heading towards Melbourne.
Well, he was so good to win the Sydney Cup. You know, we're looking for the odd Australian stayer, aren't we, up against these international stayers?
Yeah, my word. Well, that's the way it's sort of turning now, isn't it, with a lot of the internationals coming and obviously being competitive and winning the Cups as they have. And, look, I'm very happy the way that he looks, as I say, and come back. So, two cups under me belt. Be nice to have another one.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, mate, I know you're busy out there with the trials. Good luck. We'll stay in contact and let our listeners know when you're going to come back.
Much appreciated, Andrew. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, mate. Jim Cassidy out there at the trials at Rose Hill this morning. So there's some good news on Mitch Bell and also for Jim Cassidy. Also at the trials is trainer Gary Moore. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, listeners.
Gary, this is your first full... I've said it a couple of times already. This is my first day back from holidays, but this is your first day back from an operation break.
Yes, I had to have ankle surgery, Andrew, and I decided to have it done in May. I suffered this injury when I was riding in Hong Kong, and it sort of flared up, and I decided that it was time to take action.
Come through it okay?
Yes, I'm in great shape. It's great to be back at work. I mean, most of the good horses in the stable are now filtering back in, and it's now full speed ahead.
Well, what about your rising three-year-old in takedown? Last time we saw it, it ran in the Champagne. Prior to that one, the Bale U and the Black Opal. How's this rising three-year-old done in the break?
I'm very excited about takedown's prospects. He's came back into the stable in excellent excellent shape. He spelled at Widden Stud, and then he was 4 to 5 weeks in pre-training at Stone. He's working along at the moment, and he will trial on the 4th of August.
4th of August. So let's hope that he can step it up and be a nice horse. Have you got a gut instinct on the ideal trip, given that you got to a mile of the Champagne?
I think 1,400 is his rightful trip, Andrew. I'm not so sure that he's quite up to Group 1 level, but we'll just chip away at the, you know, just below the best.
Well, there's plenty of money there, mate. You don't have to, you know, when we get around carnival time, just even off that those Group 1s, there's still plenty of good prize money.
Definitely, and I do think he's a lot better horse on good ground.
Yep.
He's, you know, he's a very big horse. He's 17 hands, and he seems to look taller since he's been back in.
Oh, hang on a sec, Gary. You can't be saying he's got taller than 17.
I know, but he looks like it. And but the way he's working, he's come back in very, very relaxed, and which you never know. But I think 7 furlongs will be his opportune distance.
How's the rest of the stable, Gary?
Very well. Cheng Li will trial later on this morning.
Yep.
She's also, I think she'll win a nice race for us. She's now stakes placed. I also have a very nice fast net rock filly called Sweet Butterfly, who looked very promising early in her career, but had numerous setbacks. I expect great things from her.
All right, we'll jot those down. Cheng Li trials later. It ran third in the Canberra Guineas at her last start. Now, a snippet of other news that I know our listeners would be interested to hear about is on Werther. This is the three-year-old that won the Grand Prix, ran second in the Queensland Derby. Very unlucky in that day. There's been a deal done that this horse will join your brother in Hong Kong.
Yes, I brokered the deal. I've been following the horse right through, and I mean, he should have won the Queensland Derby, just didn't, you know, things didn't go his way. I think he's a wonderful acquisition for John for the Hong Kong Derby next year. And, you know, I bought Romantic Touch, and this horse is a lot better horse than Romantic Touch, so he should be very hard to beat.
Okay. Is he on his way, or where is he, Gary?
At the present moment, he's destined to fly to, well, they're going to quarantine on the 3rd of August, and he'll be in Hong Kong towards the latter part of August.
Yep. No, so, he's a nice horse.
He is, and he's done very, very well. He's been spelling at Washbull Lodge in Queensland, and no, he's a very, very good horse.
Well, you take the line through Delicacy, the WA filly. You take the line through a very unlucky start in the Queensland Derby, and the win in the Eagle Farm Cup, it was that race there 2 starts ago, beating Moriarty, tells us how strong he can be. So he's going to be a nice horse for John Werther when he gets up there for the Hong Kong Derby. Good luck to you, Gary. We'll stay in touch with Takedown.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Gary Moore joining us there. Now, before we take the break, lots of news around. Spoke with Gabe Waterhouse this morning. Speak Fondly, the rising three-year-old filly who won a trial yesterday at Randwick. It's going to trial again on July 30. It won the Magic Knight. English, who ran second in the Golden Slipper, it's going to trial on the same day at Randwick on July 30 and will be aimed towards the Princess Series. And the other one wanted to get an update, Fireworks, trained by Gerald Ryan. Barrier trial on the 4th and 14th of August, and then head towards the Silver Shadow first up, a Group 2 there over the 1,200 metres on the 22nd of August. So just some news. Lee Jordan from Racing Victoria is on the way back. I caught up with Lee actually at the July Cup at Newmarket. He's been over there chasing up the nominations for the Melbourne Spring. We'll have more on this later on in the week, but the horses you can jot down if you want to do this and start looking at them, Big Orange. It won a Group 2 at Newmarket a couple of Thursdays ago for trainer Michael Bell. Certainly the owners are very keen to come, a horse called Big Orange. Trip to Paris, it's going to run at Goodwood. Strong chance of coming. Red Cadeau definitely coming. And another one for the Cox Plate is A-Rod, A-R-O-D, for Sheikh Fahd. It's being hopefully aimed towards the Cox Plate. It won a Group 2 recently at Ascot. So there's some international horses. And this Saturday night, the King George with Sir Michael Stout's pair, Telescope and Snow Sky. A lot of interest there on maybe one of those coming to the Melbourne Spring. As I say, we'll talk to Lee Jordan later on in the week when he arrives back in Australia. This is Racing HQ on your racing leader.